Now is the time to invest in the matters of the heart. So we want to remember that the mind, oh gosh, when I'm looking at my own mind when they're saying that, it's like I'm slinging around mud. I'm not slinging around anything very attractive. So the whole idea is that when we open up to our heart, we open up to our sunshine, we open up to our true nature, we open up to our true majesty, we open up to our true worth. So we want to remember that our God self is hanging out in our spiritual heart and our higher region. And as we will offer ourselves that embodiment of love. So the embodiment of love, remember, is where we're all heading, because we're moving into our heart-centered consciousness, where the heart is aligned with the brain. And so we have the apparatus in order to have, they're saying conscious determination. In other words, the mind can help us plan and help us, those words, but they're saying like sweet projects. But the point is, it's like an arm, or it's an apparatus to be used by the heart's volume, the heart's awareness, the heart's rite of passage. So the more that we allow ourselves to travel within, meaning that we're opening up to greater wisdom, we're opening up to greater awareness, we're opening up to greater persuasion. So the greater persuasion, it's like it's already there. Just imagine someone set up a picnic for you, or a buffet, or fine dining. Like, all you have to do is show up at your very seat. So you show up at your seat, and everything you could ever imagine of wanting, of needing, of caring about is already given. So when we say imagine, we've been falsified in terms of our ego having wants and desires and imaginings. But when we understand that what is ours by divine right, in other words, the presence that we're here to bestow onto others, but first ourselves, is already packed in, is already decided upon. So just imagine you had like gifts, and you were traveling, and it's like, let me put my gifts in my suitcase. So when I get to my destination, the gifts are all ready to be received. So that's what's in our higher heart. These are like pre-packaged majesties, pre-packaged arrivals. So that as we align with our heavenly sequencing, in other words, as we align with our heavenly gifting, as we align with our true nature, then all of these gifts, all of these special wares, all of these fine accompaniments are ready to be seen, are ready to be exposed, are ready to be gifted, are ready to be assumed, are ready to be, how would I say that? Like, when I'm saying this, I just see gold energy, and it's coming and coming and coming. And at first it was just like little sparks of light. And so the more that we're going deeper and deeper and deeper, it's like an avalanche of light, or a spiritual fountain of light. But anything where you feel like totally immersed, totally engaged, totally like lathered, bathed, surrounded, but surrounded like, oh gosh, it's almost like cuddled. So that surrounded is more of protected, provided for, like all the abundance at last. So when I'm looking at us, we're just sort of splashing in this light. It's like a spiritual fountain, but it's of light. So, oh gosh, it just reminds me of something, but allow yourself to be golden. So golden is, we're enjoying our sunshine at last, we're enjoying our true nectar, we're enjoying change of seasons. Because remember, that change of seasons, we were left out in the cold, we were left as a pauper. So we were left to be provided, meaning that we were not aware that we could come in and be in that hearth and warm up and be fully engaged and have everything be brought for us. So allow yourself to fully emerge. So it's like when you immerse yourself in this like fountain of energy, of light, it becomes you. That's what I want to say. Like instead of it being separate from you, you start, so when I'm looking at it, like I see us and we're sort of playing in this fountain of light. And at first it seems like it's an outer light because we're touching it or playing with it or being one with it. But the more that we do that, we recognize that the light is actually us. So it seems to be outside of us, but it's also when we look at our hand, when we look at our fingertips, the light is actually within. So this is our final address when we're allowing that light inside. So again, we're playing with the light, and now we're recognizing that we are the light. So it's sort of like we are completely full. So allow that light to become like one with your entire sequencing, with your entire broadcast, with your entire imagining. So now it's like we are the light, we're playing with the light. And now just think of everything that comes by you or anything you think of. When you're just this golden light, it's very easy to offer it some, to offer it to the many, to offer it to everyone you can imagine and see, because you're overflowing. Like there's no more resistance, there's no more charge to the past, there's no more avoidance. There's just love, there's just light all around us. So receive in all good measures. When I just said all good measures, I saw some images of the past of this particular incarnation, and I actually saw like the energy sort of go a little bit ahead of me. So it's sort of going everywhere everywhere it knows best. So anything where we kind of defer to our higher self or our higher alignment, where we surrender, you know, like thy will be done, understanding that our higher self is fully alive, fully engaged, fully responsive to support this advantage, to support this alignment, to support this awakening, to support our very best. So receive, receive, receive in full broadcast, in divine union. So when they said divine union, there was a pause and there was an offering. For me, I just saw beautiful blue orbs. So divine union, it's whatever, like whatever we're now ready to know, whatever is for our very best. So you may have like another forgiveness lesson coming up, you may have whatever it is, but when I'm receiving it on our behalf, it's coming closer. It's coming neck and neck. So in other words, we're requesting it, we're calling it in because of our readiness, because of our graduated status. So receive, receive, receive. All readiness for divine union. And so it is. Beautiful.